Good morning. Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Megan Niederwerder, Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. And Dr. Niederwerder will update us on New World Screwworm.
Today, we're going to be talking about New World Screwworm as an emerging threat to U.S. swine, as well as cattle, other livestock species, and of course, pets and humans as well. As a reminder, New World Screwworm is a parasitic fly whose larvae feed on the living tissue of warm-blooded animals, including livestock, pets, wildlife, and people. This is a variation from the other miasis that we're familiar with in that these larvae feed on living tissue and can make wounds deeper and have contaminated bacterial infections, and certainly can cause severe disease in animals if left untreated. The history of New World screwworm was that it was eradicated from the United States in the 1960s, and as well as in Central America and Mexico. But over the last several years, it has come back into Central America, and now cases have really increased in Mexico since November of 2024, when the first case was reemerged in that country. One of the recent publications of the Swine Health Information Center was to update stakeholders on where we're at with New World screwworm in Mexico. This is significant because we want to keep an eye on what's going on in that country, of course, understand lessons learned for not only our swine producers, but our cattle producers, and also think about risk factors with regards to their cases. So far, the USDA has recorded in Mexico since November of 2024 a total of 21,859 total animal cases. Mexico, through Senexica, also records cases in their country and has a breakdown of what animal species have been affected. And so when we look at what's occurred in Mexico, again, since November of 2024, swine is the number three species that have had documented cases. Number one is cattle, number two is dogs, and number three is swine. So far, they've reported just over 1,500 swine cases that have been documented in Mexico. This represents about 6.5% of the total cases that they've seen in Mexico. Again, we want to keep an eye on this, understanding that it's primarily backyard or outdoor housed pigs that have been affected in Mexico. New World screwworm has not been detected in the U.S., and we want to do everything we can to prevent entry. When farmers are looking at their animals on site, along with veterinarians, we want to be looking for wounds that have abnormal appearance, that progressively worsen. Of course, if you see the adult fly, the larvae, or the egg deposition near these wounds, we want to report that and ensure that we can rule out New World screwworm. We also want to look at wounds with the smell of rotting tissue, head shaking or biting and licking at wounds, irritated or depressed behavior that includes loss of appetite, visible, again, larvae or eggs in those wounds, and of course, animals that are off feed or appear lethargic or depressed. If anyone is suspicious of a New World screwworm infestation, this should be reported to the state and federal animal health officials to rule out New World screwworm. For more information on New World screwworm and the Swine Health Information Center's monitoring of the current situation, please visit our website, swinehealth.org, and the New World screwworm fact sheet specific to considerations for our swine herds.